I'm Luke Summerhaze, and I love Ducklet. The Ugly Duckling is a timeless children's story with a simple, positive message. A duck is born that looks unusual, bullied its whole childhood, only to discover it's actually a beautiful swan. The differences that it once considered ugly actually being strengths. Like many popular children's stories today, it was written by Danish children's author Hans Christian Andersen. Unlike many of his stories, which adapted existing legends and fairy tales, this one seems to be an original creation. The story is actually somewhat autobiographical, with Andersen being an awkward boy with an unpleasant childhood, in which he was discouraged from pursuing his creativity, only to blossom into a hugely successful writing career. Ducklet is a water and flying Pokémon that resembles a blue duck. It's cute and rotund, with a darker belly that could be designed to look like swimming trunks, or perhaps a flotation device. Pokémon Black 2 and White 2 tell us, they are better at swimming than flying, and they happily eat their favorite food, peat moss, as they dive underwater. Ducklet is not an especially dangerous battling Pokémon, unsurprisingly based on its cute appearance. Pokémon White tells us, when attacked, it uses its feathers to splash water, escaping under cover of the spray. The name, Ducklet, combines duck with the lut suffix, usually used to denote babies or small versions. Similarly, the Japanese name for the Pokémon is Korarohie, with ko meaning child or small, and ahru being a name for ducks. Ducklet is actually pretty cute and pleasant looking by duck standards. Perhaps instead, it's ugly by swan standards. Though the metaphor doesn't last, as at level 35, it evolves into the beautiful Swanna. Swanna is an elegant swan Pokémon, with an arrangement of feathers like hair and, where Ducklet had its swimsuit, a blue feathered chest that could resemble a bikini or a ballet dancer's outfit. Pokémon Black tells us, Swanna start to dance at dusk. The one dancing in the middle is the leader of the flock. Swan Lake is one of the most famous ballets of all time, telling the story of the young lady Odette, who is transformed into a swan by a vengeful sorceress. Perhaps some version exists in the Pokémon world too, inspired by Swanna. Pokémon Violet tells us, it's said that many artists have taken inspiration from the sight of Swanna performing a beautiful dance in the light of dawn. Welcome back to Does Andy Remember Gen 5 Pokemon?
And if so, does he have any thoughts about,
Ducklet!
Shocklet?
Ducklet!
Ducklet, oh, okay.
Like sorry, duck, like quack that. Quack!
Yeah, I've heard you now. At first I thought you were like, what, is it like a small shuckle? I don't know. Ducklet is a, yeah, well, we established that it's like a duck, isn't it? Quack, quack. I assume it's a water Pokemon.
Yeah, I think you picked this one for its evolution.
Ducklet, what do you evolve? Is it a swan?
Yeah, Swanna.
Don't really. Right now, I haven't got any strong thoughts about Swanna.
Oh, I feel maybe. Like you mentioned Swanna when we did the draft.
Maybe. But, I mean, it's, I don't know. I've lost my enthusiasm. That's disappointing, isn't it?
Hmm.
Maybe it's the idea that Quaxley's a bit more fun, isn't it? But, yeah. I think, unfortunately, Ducklet, I think you've been replaced in my heart by Quaxley.
Oh.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, if Ducklet is Donald Duck, who's his Goofy?
I can only go based on the ones that I've seen today. So it'd have to be something tall and thin, which the only thing I can think of is Gothitelle.
I would love, like, a Gothic Lolita Goofy in the next Kingdom Hearts. Walking around on like 6-inch platform shoes in a black dress.
I mean, to be fair, that's probably not... I mean, it's a step further than the Nightmare Before Christmas level, but, you know.
I mean, yeah, it's how...
It's not that far-fetched.
Ideally, that is how Nomura wants all of his characters to dress, I guess.
Yeah, I guess if they do, like, properly visit the Twirly World at some point, then that'll happen.
Well, now I'm thinking of that cover of Goofy singing Evanescence. And that's the version of Goofy that should be singing that song. A little extra bonus this week, because my partner, Mercy Medina, who is a fanfic writer and roleplayer, has her own little relationship with Ducklet and Swanna. I'll let her take it away.
This is about my OC, Mrs. Odette Lind, who I created for a Pokemon forum, an RP forum, that we have to make Gijinka. We call them, which is like the humanized version of a creature. Let's see. So, the story of her design, my idea is that I want her to be this duckling kind of situation. So, starts as a ducklet, and she has to evolve into a swanna. So, the story was that Odette, of course, you know why I named her Odette. She's like the youngest sister of two other older brothers, and the two of them, of course, they are swanas. The family, they all have the same, pretty much the same features. The wings, the males have like a feathered neck, and of course they were like mega popular in the forum, let me tell you that. But Odette, she was a little girl. Well, she wasn't that little. She was like a teenager, but she wasn't pretty, right? She was like also always very sick, and she gathered the attention of a guy who was like, you know, also tragic, but mega hot. And he saw her more like a sister, so she fell in love with him. But of course, she couldn't. Not towards it, because she was very sick, she was gonna die. That was her plot. And then, as I told you, she gets sick and she needs to get like a heart transplant, and he gives her her heart, I mean his heart, and then he gets like a robot heart. Oh, it's so dramatic. I love it. It's like 10 out of 10. Our plot was the most read in the entire forum. Everybody wanted to know what happened with them. And oh, that was a lot of fun to roleplay as well. She was like, she was happy with who she was, and she was like, okay, being as she was, whatever. She just wanted to feel more comfortable and do more things that other students were able to do and not her. So eventually, I mean, this thing I did like outside of the game. Out of game, I had to collect like the rare candies so she could evolve. And then when I got them, she woke up to see that she became a swanna. And of course, you can imagine, Odette became a swan. So she sees this gorgeous apparition, and she doesn't know what to do with herself. And she felt like she hates how she looks. She understands how pretty she is. She's just confused. Right, and I forgot to say, the guy that gave her his heart, and the same guy who eventually she ended up together with, was a Garchomp. I thought that was important to say. Oh man, I have so many little stories that I can tell you. I cannot stop talking about Odette. I love her.
The Pokemon is beautiful, yes, but not that strong. Alas, in competitive play, Swanna's middling stats could never fully take advantage of its powerful Keen Eye ability, though some players have been able to make it work in low-tier competition. My main experience of Swanna and Ducklet in the video games came from New Pokémon Snap, in which they were prominent and beautiful. Pokémon White tells us, It administers sharp, powerful pecks with its bill. It whips its long neck to deliver forceful, repeated strikes. Real swans can do some damage with their necks and beaks, possibly more so than Swanna. The name Swanna combines swan and ballerina, appropriately enough. I've always loved ducks, going to many parks and lakes to feed them. And once, when I was living in England, a duck imprinted on me and followed me home from a late shift at a restaurant. I even had to chase away a fox at one point. Long before that, I grew up in Wells, Somerset, near the world-famous swans at the Bishop's Palace, who for generations have rung a bell to be fed. How could I not love this Pokémon? Original music for Luke Loves Pokémon is by Jonathan Cromie. Artwork is by Katie Groves. Funding is provided by listeners at patreon.com/podcastiopodcastius. For just $1 a month, supporters can listen to episodes a week early and also help cover hosting and fees, making it possible for me to keep making episodes every week. I love hearing from listeners. Get in touch about upcoming Pokemon on Twitter or Facebook at LukeLovesPKMN. Drop a comment if you're watching the video, or a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Coming up are Vanillite and Deerling, so please get in touch about those or any other monsters. Even if you don't feel like doing any of that, thank you so much just for listening. I love Ducklet, and remember, I love you too.